It's Champlain Valley Game Night on 101.3 ESPN. Presented by the Windjammer Restaurant and Upper Deck Pub. Local, fresh, and Burlington's original steak and seafood restaurant. Now, here's your host, Brady Farkas.
What's up, everybody? Brady Farkas, Champlain Valley Game Night right here, 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. We go up until 6:30, then it's Catamount Basketball. Sam Hyman in Orono, Maine, as the Cats take on Maine. 24-6 for UVM, 6-24 for Maine. We usually do the Cats Den on Tuesday night. Well, we're still doing the Cats Den on Tuesday nights. The Cats Den will continue through the rest of the UVM season. However long UVM lasts, Tuesday night will be the Cats Den. And usually we have it planned through the regular season, so this could have been the last, in theory, if UVM did not make the conference tournament, which none of us expected, this could have been the final Cats Den of the year, but it's going to continue on, hopefully, for about the next month. So look forward to more Cats Talk on Tuesdays. In about 3 minutes from now, we'll go to the phone lines. We'll have Derek O'Grady, who is the graduate assistant coach for UVM, and he took over for our buddy Andrew, who Arnie and I played basketball with on Wednesday nights, who, you know, went through the 2-year program as a grad assistant and then became a coach of a Vermont Academy type high school. So pretty cool to see what this position has led to. And we'll talk to Derek O'Grady, who's in that position now. We'll do that in a couple of minutes. But first, look, I hate to be the no fun police. I hate to take some of the fun and enjoyment out of college athletics, and I hate to be on my high horse. I do this segment, I feel like, about once a year, and I hate it every time I do it. I'm passionate about it, but I hate this. Like, I'm 28 years old. This makes me sound very, very get off my lawn-ish. Last night, Virginia Tech's fans stormed the court. They beat Duke. Virginia Tech beat Duke last night, 64-63. Duke's number 5 in the country. Virginia Tech's fans stormed the court. I like court storming. As long as it's done safely, I like court storming. I think it's a fun part of the college environment. I like when team gets upset in football, or team pulls an upset in football, and they go and tear down the goalpost. I like that. I'm for the scenes of a student section becoming a mob on the court. As long as everyone is safe and the opposing team is not taunted and hurt, and your own team for that matter, I'm fine with it. But I'm not fine in the situation we had last night. Virginia Tech beats Duke 64-63. Virginia Tech was in the NCAA tournament last year. Virginia Tech is likely in the NCAA tournament this year. Virginia Tech has a 21-9 record. Virginia Tech is 14-4 at home this season. It should be a gosh darn expectation that you win that game. I know it's Duke, and I know they're number 5, but this isn't Vermont beating Duke. It should be an expectation that you can win a game at home in your own league. That should be a prerequisite for playing at Virginia Tech. You should expect to win those games. You're 21-9. You're 14-4 at home. You should hold court at home. You should win that game. You should think you're going to win that game. And it infuriates me to see fans and students and networks cheapen, or promote court storming and stand behind it in games that you should be expecting to win. Virginia Tech is in the ACC. Virginia Tech has great resources. Virginia Tech has great facilities. Virginia Tech has a coach in Buzz Williams who coached at Marquette, another team in a major conference. They have put money into the basketball program. Do they have the history of Duke? No. Of course they don't. That's the one thing that they're lacking is the name, Krzyzewski, and the name of Cameron Indoor Stadium and the championships. I get it. Duke's better than Virginia Tech. But You made the tournament a year ago. You're probably going to make the tournament this year. You're 14-4 at home. You're 21-9 overall. This isn't 3-18 beating Duke. 21-9 Virginia Tech is. It infuriates me every year. Does Carolina storm the court against Duke? No. Does Duke storm the court against Carolina? No. Does Syracuse storm the court against Duke? I hope not. These are games you're supposed to be able to win. And if you think that it's appropriate for your program to court storm after winning a home game against a conference opponent, then that's the number one sign to me that your basketball program is not ready to play with the big boys yet. If you think that it's so special to be able to beat Duke at home, then you've shown me right there you don't belong in the same league as Duke because you see yourself lower than them. You see yourself so far below them that we think this win is so landmark for our program we have to run the court. Again, I don't want to sound old. I don't want to sound not fun. I don't want to sound like get off my lawn guy because I have this take every year when I see this. I do not, I hate, for being 28, this makes me sound 58. I can't stand it. This makes me sound 88. I can't stand it. But it should be an expectation. You should expect to win those games. Your athletic department is building itself up, spending tons of money on facilities and coaches so that you can win those games with regularity. Baloney that Virginia Tech fans thought the need to storm the court last night. You should want to win that game. You should expect to win that game. We've got... Town for Tire text line. Sean in Colchester. No high horse there, Brady. I totally agree with you. They expected to win in a conference like that. That's Sean in Colchester. David gets in. They were not a given for an at-large bid before this win. That win probably clinched it. Maybe the fans knew that. However, I do agree with you. It was inappropriate. Ryan says, act like you've been there before and will continue to be there. Totally agree with you. And you know what? I appreciate you guys saying that because usually when I do that, I get called the no fun police. Or I get, it's college. I get it. When Appalachian State beats Michigan, act like you won the national championship. That's fine with me. If an FCS team beats a Pac-12 team, celebrate it. I get it. It's fine. But if you're winning games in your own conference at home, that should be the expectation, not the outlier. Champlain Valley Game Night right here, 101.3 ESPN and 101.3 ESPN.com. All right, we go up until 6:30 because it's Catamount basketball. One of the guys on the coaching staff of the UVM men's hoop team is Derek O'Grady. He's the graduate assistant coach and a fun interview joining us from Maine. Derek, we appreciate the time, man. How are you?
Brady, how are you doing?
Good. I appreciate you joining us. First and foremost, let's kind of get to your background here. You're a local product, played your high school ball at Milton, 3-year starter, had 1,000 points in your career. So let me ask you this first and foremost, because before you were a grad assistant at UVM, you were a student manager. You could have, with those numbers, you could have played college ball on your own. Why did you want to go to UVM and not play yourself?
Unfortunately, late in my senior year, I had a pretty dramatic knee injury that required surgery, and I just didn't think it was worth the risk to try and, you know, go through recovery and all that and then end up at a smaller school because I would have had to play Division III and find myself in a place I didn't really want to be other than just playing basketball. So got the opportunity from Coach Becker to continue working with a team here at UVM, and I was able to, you know, get a better education, obviously, at the university and stay local, which was one of my big priorities. So just decided to take that route, really, and not really go through the process of trying to risk it with my recent knee injury.
Now, oftentimes, people who are student managers do go down the path of coaching. Was that something that you had realized pretty instantaneously, like, okay, this is a path for me? Or at first, when Coach Becker gave you that opportunity, was it like, hey, it's just cool to be around basketball?
Early on, it was definitely my passion. I definitely I wanted to be around the game of basketball, so obviously that was the first step, and Coach Becker was gracious enough to give me the opportunity, but I know, like you said, pretty early on, I realized that there would be a chance that this would get me in the right step and get me moving in the right direction to possibly coaching someday. So, I definitely, early on, that was a big thought, and I think everything's kind of worked out since, moving in that direction to possibly coaching at some point.
Now, I played 4 years of college baseball at a Division III school, and I also coached for a couple of years at a junior college, and I had that epiphany where I was like, dang, I'm going to be a way better coach than I ever was a player. Did you ever have that moment?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Early on, I mean, it was just eye-opening experience. My first couple weeks working with the team when we started my freshman year, I was just like, wow, these guys are miles and miles ahead of anything I could have imagined playing at. And, you know, it hit me right then that, like, hey, really gotta start really gearing up to try and be the best coach I can be, and, you know, give up on that playing dream. And it was pretty, like you said, early on that I witnessed that coaching was got to be something I fully committed to. And I think I did that early on, and I, you know, just keep learning every day from the great staff we have here, and you know, it's been really a blessing because, you know, all the recent success we have, you know, a lot of behind the scenes work, our coaches do a heck of a job getting these guys ready. So it's been an unbelievable learning experience for me, and obviously I'll try and keep that in my mind moving forward. Hopefully, when I get into my own coaching career.
So you are the graduate assistant now. What does that mean? What are the job responsibilities of the grad assistant?
So essentially an extension of like another director of basketball ops. I do a lot of the travel planning, meal planning, you know, making sure the guys are getting to and from places on time, and you know, pretty much just being an extension of the director of ops and like just a step above being a manager, doing all those stuff, making sure that my managerial staff is, you know, taking care of the guys best possible, and pretty much just make sure the guys are ready to go at all times and they're fully equipped with everything they need so that they're able to go out and do what they've been doing with great success, really.
Now, you also are involved in film study, I know, and the team takes on Maine here in just a little while. So, like, when you do film study, are you preparing for a week out for this one game? Are you watching film of just your previous matchup with Maine? Are you watching their most recent game? How are you handling that?
Yeah, so really, I'm the guy that kind of like gathers all the film that the coaches are going to want, and it changes a little bit from game to game, but mostly we aim to have their last three previous games and then the last time we played in the most recent. So like the first time through conference, we'll have both games from the years previous, and if we play them in the playoffs, I'll have that in the on the hard drive ready for them as well. So it's a mix. You really want to try and stay up with their current sets and current defensive strategies, which you'll get with their last three opponents, and then obviously you want to know how they guarded us and all that. So you have your most recent time playing to them, but you try and keep up to date with their last three opponents.
Now, have you had an opportunity to get involved in the recruiting aspect of things? Obviously, as the grad assistant, you're looking to further your own career and kind of learn a little bit of everything. How involved in recruiting have you gotten, or maybe does that come in year two?
Unfortunately, just by NCAA rule, you're only allowed to have three assistants and your head coach really doing a lot of the recruiting. So, unfortunately, I haven't been able to do pretty much anything of recruiting. But, you know, that would be the last thing I would say that's going to be a huge piece for me to learn and try and gain experience in, because, I mean, it's probably one of the most important aspects is getting talented guys to come and play. I mean, we could all have the best X's and O's, but if you don't have talent at the end of the day, you're probably going to end up losing more games than not. So that's definitely an experience I'm going to have to get later down the road and probably in a different title. Now, the graduate assistant coach really isn't allowed to do much of the recruiting, so unfortunately, that's still something I got to get under my belt.
Derek O'Grady of the UVM men's hoop team with us here, Champlain Valley Game Night inside the Cats Den on 101.3 ESPN. Cats and Maine coming up at 6:30. We'll send you out there to Sam Hyman. Now, did you grow up a diehard UVM fan? I mean, how much do you value this opportunity, not only to be in coaching, but to do it for a team maybe that you grew up watching?
Oh, man, you hit it right on the head. I mean, we don't have any pro sports teams, as you know, in the Vermont area, really, besides Lake Monsters, so... I didn't miss a home game since I was like five. I was at every game. Milton's only about 15, 20 minutes north of Burlington. So me and my dad and my brother, we would be at every game, and we would usually, get general admission. And the first two rows of Patrick are always general admission. We'd always try and get there early to sit right behind the other team's bench. You know, a little sportsmanship, little heckling. It was always fun, but yeah, we never missed a home game, and it was it's just been an unbelievable opportunity to work for the team that I watched, you know, year in and year out, every game I could, and it's just I would hate to say it, but it's pretty much a dream come true being able to work for this team for the past 5 years, and you know, it's just another year, you know, not taking that for granted, because like you said, it's just it's been so fun to be around and so great of an experience for me that it's definitely something I couldn't have even imagined doing back when I was watching, you know, the greats like Taylor and TJ and Marcus and Mike Trimboli and them, you know, years of great success back then. And, you know, just we would go all the way down to, like, I went to the Coliseum down in North Carolina when they played Harrison Barnes and Tyler Zeller and them. You know, we made all the long road trips for the big games too, so. Yeah, the Cats have always been a huge part of my life, and it's just been great being able to extend that.
Well, we know Mike Trimboli well. He scored 54 on us in the Burlington Y League a few weeks ago, so we know him real well up here now.
Yeah, he's still probably got some talent left, I'm for sure. I know he had a pretty bad knee injury, but I know he's still playing pickup, and I can only imagine.
Yeah, he seems to have recovered well from whatever knee injury he had. He seems to have recovered well. Derek, I'll ask you this because I have a feeling your answer is probably similar to my experiences. But when I coached baseball at Norwich University, I was 23 years old, and the team, you know, the seniors were 22 years old. And I thought to myself, man, I like these guys. Like, I would be friends with these guys if it were appropriate, if it wasn't a coach-player relationship. On the one side, when you're a young coach, it's cool because you're relatable to the players. But on the other side, it's tough because you want to be their friend, but you can't. How tough is that dynamic for you?
I mean, yeah, I actually completely relate to that.
Yeah.
It was something me and the coaches talked about probably the first day I was in the office this year. In my new role, is like, you know, you got to find a way to, you know, still be there for them. You know, as student manager, you know, you can be as close to the guys as you want, be their best friend. And I definitely think I was that for a bunch of the guys. Especially Cam Ward. Cam Ward, probably one of my best friends, I mean, in my whole life. And, you know, they just asked, you know, you gotta keep that professional status and you gotta find a way to still be there for them, but in a different way. Anyway, I can't lie. It was definitely a tough adjustment for me in the first couple months, trying to, you know, Cam's asked me to hang out and whatnot, go do some, you know, fun things. And, you know, you pick and choose and you try and, you know, make sure that you don't distance yourself too much, because at the end of the day, he's still going to be one of my best friends. But, you know, you got to develop that professional status and do the right things, and, you know, don't want to do anything that the coaches are asking me not to do. So, yeah, like you said, it's definitely a tough thing to do, because, like you said, you're so relatable. You were just there. You're removed from doing, you know, going through the same classes they're going through and the day-to-day grind of 8 a.m.s and everything, and then coming to practice and coming back from Bangor at 4 in the morning and then got an 8 o'clock class the next day. So, you know, you're right there with them, so you know exactly how they're feeling. So, like you said, it's definitely a tough adjustment.
Derek O'Grady, UVM men's basketball graduate assistant coach. He's here with us on Champlain Valley Game Night. We go up until 6:30, then it's Catamount pregame show with Sam Hyman going up until 7 for the tip-off. We'll do a little rapid fire. These are questions I ask everybody. We asked Trayvell Haynes yesterday some of these questions. I'm going to come at you with them. So, nobody has been able to give me a definitive answer on this. Maybe you're the guy. Give me some dirt on Sam Hyman, something we can use against him next time he's in studio. Give me an embarrassing Sam Hyman story. Something. Nobody's got anything.
Gosh, that's a tough question. Sam Hyman, dirt. I mean, I don't think I got anything for you. I mean,
he can't be that buttoned up and perfect.
He is, though. He's really tightened up. He knows his stuff. He knows when to push buttons and when not. I really can't think of a time that really stands out that he did something that we could use against him.
Who is the loudest Catamount on the bus after a win?
This year, maybe a little different, but usually, especially last year, Anthony Lamb. But this year, probably, since he wasn't always on all the road trips, I'll go with loudest Catamount. I'll go Drew Urquhart.
Okay. Best cook on the team. I've asked this to everybody and gotten a bunch of different answers. If the team was having a team dinner, who would be making it?
I'm going to volunteer myself.
Really?
Yeah. I got a couple specialties, novelties that I've mastered.
I'm told Drew Urquhart is the dessert guy.
Yes, Drew. Drew is the other guy I was thinking of. Drew can definitely cook himself.
In practice, with Anthony Lamb out, who's the most unstoppable player in practice?
I'm going to go probably not someone you would imagine, but I'm going to go Cam Ward.
Really?
Yeah, he's.
Is that the best friend? Is that the best friend talking or the coach talking?
Could be. Could be a little bit of the best friend talking, but no, I think a lot of the guys would agree Cam's a tough cover in practice.
Derek, we'll get you out of here on this. Best place to eat in Burlington. Now, you're a local, so you've got more years of experience than the guys have.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, there's so many good places. My favorite, and it's a old legendary place, is Handy's. Handy's Diner.
The Handy's lunch just on Man versus Food, I learned in December.
Yep. Their breakfast sandwiches are to die for.
Have you beaten the Chuck Norris challenge, the 5 pieces of French toast?
I've never mastered the Chuck Norris challenge, no.
Derek Gogrady, we appreciate the time. Catamounts take it on Maine tonight, 6:30. They'll do it again on Saturday night in the America East Conference Tournament. That game will be at 7 o'clock also, and we'll be at Patrick Gym. Derek, we appreciate the time, perspective. Best of luck tonight, and we'll talk to you again.
All righty, thank you so much for having me, Brady.
Yeah, appreciate it. There he goes. Yeah, Derek's got a game to coach here. 37 minutes away from tip-off. Coach Becker probably looking for him, so appreciate Derek O'Grady's perspective. And, man, Sam's going to take over here on the call in like 2.5 minutes, and I can't, or about 7 minutes, rather. I can't get one guy who's got any dirt on him. One guy. Like, if Sam's listening right now, and I know he's listening over our equipment, he's got to text me in here because he's impressed that nobody is giving up anything about him yet. So I got to get one Sam Hyman story before the season ends. Real quick, because I got about a minute and a half. LeBron James, salty about the way the game is being officiated. He's 100% right. He went to the lane 12 times the other day, shot 2 free throws. That's ridiculous. He says that referees are favoring shooters because the sexiness of the shooters. He's right about that. Part of it also is shooters are generally lighter. They're generally sleek. So anytime they get touched, not only can they overdramatize it, but just their body. Like, if you hit Steph Curry, you're going to know it. LeBron, you hit him, he absorbs that contact. He takes that contact, and guys deflect off of him. So nothing ever looks bad. It's the same reason why in football, if you hit Cam Newton, Cam Newton doesn't get those calls. He's so big. People bounce off him. Michael Vick, he could get calls because if you touch Michael Vick, he's going flying. There's a big difference between Cam Newton and Michael Vick. There's a big difference between Steph Curry and LeBron James. Heck, even Kevin Durant, he's a shooter, yes. You know, he's also so thin that when he does go to the hole, he's not taking contact in the way that LeBron James does. He's not taking contact in the way that Shaq used to take it. So LeBron's mad. He's got every right to be. All right, that will do it for us. The huddle over. Champlain Valley game night now over. Thanks to Derek O'Grady for joining us. Thanks to Tom Caron in the huddle. Thanks to Greg Wyshynski, hockey expert over at ESPN. The Catamounts are 24-6. They're taking on Maine 6-24. It is the final regular season game for UVM. We're just days away from the start of the America East Tournament, days away from the start of, hopefully, another run to the NCAA Tournament. Sam Hyman, he's on the call. He is in Maine, and he's with you next. Catamount Basketball, regular season finale. Trebell Haynes and company, and that company today includes Anthony Lamb. Catamount Basketball right here, next on your home, 101.3 ESPN.